Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's story is Emotions Part 1. It is called Fear. Do not fear, I will be with you. This comes from 1 Samuel chapter 17, Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, and Isaiah chapter 41 verse 13. We are so thrilled to welcome all of our listeners, young and old, to a new series designed just for you. This will be a little different than our regular stories, but we thought it was so important to talk about it because our Bible talks about it. Today, we are kicking off a journey together, exploring some emotions we all encounter in our lives. Fear, worry, and anxiety. Now, I know these might sound like big, intimidating words, but that's okay. We're here to talk about them in a way that makes sense and helps us grow stronger together. You see, feeling scared, worried, or anxious is completely normal. It's like having different colors in your emotional coloring box. And the Bible, our incredible guidebook for life, has a special map to help us navigate through these feelings. Do you think God knew we'd have these feelings?
Yes.
He sure does. And because He loves us, He helps us. Before we jump into this adventure, let's take a moment to understand these emotions a little better. Fear is that feeling we get when something seems scary or unknown. Worry is like a little cloud that hangs over our thoughts, making us feel unsure about what might happen now or in the future. And anxiety is when those worry thoughts get stuck, like on a roller coaster that keeps going around and around in your mind when you want it to stop. Some say it's like having a bunch of butterflies in your stomach that flutter around, but don't you worry. See what I did there? Okay, we're going to learn how to face these feelings together and find comfort and strength in the amazing teachings from the Bible. So grab your curiosity caps, open your hearts, and get ready to explore the first emotion, fear. Tell me about a time you've felt fear. I'll wait.
I was on this scary ride
when my sister tried to scare me.
Thanks for sharing. Guess what? You're not alone. Fear is like a little visitor that knocks on everyone's door at some point, no matter how big or small, young or old you are. Everyone feels fear from time to time. Do you think there are good fears?
Maybe.
Yes. For example, sometimes we may get fearful if our hand gets too close to the fire. Because why?
Get burned.
Bingo. You see, fear can be a good thing because it helps us respond if real danger happens or we need to defend ourselves. But sometimes fear is wrong. There's no real danger. And that's when it lies to us.
Liar, pants on fire.
Fear might also make us want to hide, avoid things, or even imagine scary monsters that aren't really there. Because, again, fear can lie to us. And God doesn't like that. He likes truth. Do you think God wants us to live in fear?
No.
Not at all. In fact, this is why our Bible talks about it. Today, we have an incredible story to help us understand fear a little bit better. It's the story of David and Goliath. A young boy who faced something really, really big and scary. But you know what? David trusted God more than the feelings of fear that he felt. Isn't that amazing? Let's jump into our story and discover the superpower of facing fear with faith. In the beautiful hills, a valley lay between two camps, the Israelites on one side and the Philistines on the other. The Israelites were God's chosen people, but they had a big enemy called the Philistines. Among the Philistines stood a giant named Goliath, a champion whose very presence struck terror into the hearts of the Israelites. Goliath, with his towering height and intimidating armor, bellowed,
"This day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man, and let us fight each other."
Challenging them to send out a champion for a one-on-one battle. The entire army of Israel was dismayed and terrified at the mere sound of his voice.
Oh, no!
But in the midst of the camp, a young shepherd named David had been sent by his father to check on his brothers, who were there as part of Saul's Israelite army. As David approached, he heard the booming voice of Goliath echoing through the valley. Unlike the seasoned soldiers, David's heart was not immediately gripped by fear. Instead, he recognized the unease that hung in the air. David, with his keen heart and mind, saw beyond Goliath's armor and sword. He saw fear's shadow casting a dark cloud over the mighty Israelite army. On hearing the Philistine's words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and greatly afraid. David sensed it too, and something stirred within him.
"What's happening here?"
David wondered, his eyes scanning the faces of the soldiers. He recognized the hushed whispers, the furrowed brows, and the unease that settled like a heavy fog over the camp. Listeners, have you ever been afraid?
Yeah, I have, and it's not fun.
Well, just so you know, I have too. And in that moment on the battlefield, David understood the importance of recognizing fear. He knew that before facing Goliath, the first battle had to be fought within the hearts of his people. David's courage began with acknowledging the fear that had taken root in the hearts of those around him. As we continue our journey with David, let's reflect on this first lesson, the significance of recognizing fear.
Oh, hello.
Just like David, we'll face moments in life that lead us to feeling scared and afraid. But we must learn to spot the whispers of fear and find the courage to face them head on. Just like starting a new school year, facing a bully, or dealing with a difficult time, these are the giants that may seem huge at times. In our own lives, we will encounter giant emotions that make us feel small and powerless, much like the Israelites facing Goliath. But here's the incredible part. Just as God was with David, He is also with you in every challenge you face.
Hooray!
Imagine David turning to the soldiers and saying,
I understand your fears. Giants may come in different forms, just like the challenges you face, but we have a God who is bigger than any giant, who walks with us through every valley and stands by our side in every battle.
David's connection with God empowered him to face the giant in his life, and it can do the same for you. The story of David and Goliath isn't just about facts and history. It's a timeless lesson about finding courage in the face of our own giants and fears. As David stood before the towering Goliath, a champion armed with weapons that seemed unbeatable, he uttered,
You come at me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come at you in the name of the Lord of hosts, that all the earth may know there is a God in Israel.
These powerful words weren't just a battle cry. They were a testament to David's unyielding trust in God's plan. David understood that the battle was not his alone. It was part of a greater plan that God had set in motion. He faced Goliath not with his own strength, but with unwavering confidence in the Lord. I picture David turning to the soldiers and saying,
Fear not. Trust in the Lord's plans, for he is in control. Our battles are opportunities for the world to witness the greatness of our God.
David declared,
The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.
These words were a reflection of David's close relationship with God. Before stepping onto the battlefield, does anyone remember what David did? Say it out loud if you do. Thanks for sharing. David was a shepherd. So David remembered the times when he was a shepherd and faced the ferocious lions and bears. Each victory was a testimony to the Lord's protection. And David carried these memories into his prayers with the Lord. What if David turned to the soldiers and said,
Hey, before I faced this giant, well, I went to the one who has delivered me from lions and bears. You think I'm scared of this guy?
This is the second thing we learn about fear. David's story teaches us the importance of a prayerful attitude. Before facing his giant, David didn't rely on his own skills or intelligence. He first turned to God in prayer. He also remembered how powerful God was and thought of the memories he had when God was faithful.
So, when fear knocks on your heart's door,
David might say,
don't forget to pray. It's not about the words you use, it's about opening your heart to the one who is always ready to listen.
And we know how David and Goliath ends, don't we? Did Goliath lose?
Yes.
Yes. With a swing of David's stone, Goliath came tumbling down. In other parts of our Bible, God assures us over and over again not to fear. He says,
For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, Do not fear, I will help you.
But listeners, why did it say we shouldn't fear?
Because God will help us.
This means that even in moments of fear, God is right there beside you, holding your hand and ready to walk with you through your fearful moments. He's not a cruel father wagging his finger at us and just saying, Stop fearing, don't be afraid, forget about it, and then leave us by ourselves wishing us, good luck, it's all up to you. No, he says you don't have to fear because he will be with us. And in Joshua, it says,
have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
So this week, remember that you are surrounded by God's love. Also remember, God's given you a wonderful family that you can talk to when you are afraid. Tell them how you're feeling, because keeping it all inside can make us feel worse. We can just keep stuffing it in and in until, eventually, guess what happens? We kind of erupt like a giant volcano. As you think about and handle fear, do so with the understanding that you are a cherished child of God, and He is your ever-present help. Today's episode is made possible thanks to the generosity from Samuel and Tiffany. Thank you from the Rudders, Michelle. Thank you, Shauna, Ryan, Lance, Brittany, Jillian, Michelle, and Rachel. It is because of families like you that thousands and thousands of other families are making Kids Bible Stories podcast a part of their daily routine. Kids listen to it at bedtime before they go to school, and parents are saying that their children are learning and engaging with the Bible. This could not exist in this manner, completely free for other families to enjoy. So thank you. If you would like to join them in supporting us and receive the library full of bonus content for the episodes, simply go to kbspodcast.com and click bonus content. We have some awesome emotions activity sheets for this episode. There are action cards we've made for when fear comes. We've also made them for various ages because we have such a variety of ages on this. And we've included some really helpful and practical tips for parents too. I think you'll find these resources really helpful. When you enjoy this content, you are also helping to support the podcast. So thank you so much. All of this will also be in the show notes for you. Thanks again, everybody. And as always, bye for now.